And up next, it's Bathrop's Beers Broadsides, the November 23rd, 2023 edition. A flashback, but an interesting one. It's the June 10th, 1999 flashback. We've been doing a lot of 99 flashbacks. This one is mostly taken up with my conversation with then council member, but also at different points, six-time mayor, I think it's six times, Mike Rotkin, or Motormouth Mike, as I somewhat disparagingly, but also kind of acknowledging his facility to talk his way around anybody, myself included. Again, on the issues of the criminalization of the homeless outside, mostly for sleeping or camping, survival sleeping, and then also the issue of violence against the homeless and my constant demand that he, as a council member with some standing and prestige and a former mayor, make some demands, public demands, that the police department take some action against this violence. There was the beginnings of research on this issue by a newly formed group, newly formed city council commission called the Homeless Issues Task Force, which I called the Homeless Issues Task Force because I believed that it was created to serve the purpose of siphoning off pretty strong activist energy, which was coalescing, particularly now that the city council majority, a so-called progressive majority elected the year before in 98, was essentially straying from the path of keeping its commitments, particularly around homeless issues, but also around other issues. At least that's what I was concerned about, and I believe people who were allied with me on issues around police, reining in police misconduct. There was an international issue of the U.S. support for the bombing of Kosovo, or actually the U.S. bombing in Serbia, former Yugoslavia, of Kosovo, as well as city council process and the corporatization or privatization or gentrification of Santa Cruz through city council's not reclaiming for public use properties that we wanted it to do. Instead, one of the big issues was the Tidelands issue, that the beach boardwalk, the Canfield Company, was moving on. Another was actually had possession of. We wanted to get it back through a lawsuit, some of us. And then there was the issue of the Dolphin Lee project, which you may have heard a little bit about in some of the earlier shows. It grew to a boil, but it was really always sort of a done deal at the city council. It involved demolishing three rather seedy hotels and evicting all the people there and then creating what is now called, and which was done, the Nueva Vista project. But this was to be done through evicting the old tenants, but not giving them guarantees that they could come back into Nueva Vista. And we wanted to make sure they had the guarantees. Anyway, this is mostly about, as I say, violence against the homeless and the violence both of the police and vigilantes, and the demand that Councilmember Rotkin use his office to do something about it. And you get to hear the myriad excuses he has for not doing stuff about it, and the suggestions he makes. You can decide whether they have validity or merit, and you'll hear me doing a lot of criticism. The music involved in this show was blurred, so I cut it out pretty much, and we're going to go directly into the more recent theme song, Sing Me a Song of Social Significance, but there was earlier music from We Didn't Start the Fire, but unfortunately it's a bit blurry, so we're going to avoid that. There'll be if you're listening to this on the archive, some days after its initial netcast on the 23rd of November, you'll be able to read a description of the show in more detail if you go to the Huff blog, same place you're listening to it, but a different section of that blog, of that particular website, the HuffSantaCruz.org website. And if you go to the actual blog section, the full blog, you'll be able to actually read a description, which you can do with almost any show that I've done, including the flashbacks over the last 5 or 6 years, if you're listening to this in 2023. And, of course, there are other descriptions of earlier shows as well. But let's get into the show and get to hear ancient times. Unfortunately, we still have a sleeping ban. We still have violence against the homeless. We have more shelter, but by no means a shelter for the majority of people who need it or want it. And people are not being left alone to do their own shelter, which is one of the issues that I brought up myself today at the Veterans Hall Thanksgiving meal. This is, of course, Thanksgiving today, the 23rd, because it's a Thursday. So wander along with me, and we'll hear what happens next.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you.
So if you're hankering for more contemporary stuff, for some interviews from 2023, and not just voices from 1999, you might check in again on Sunday, a couple of days hence. If you're listening to this on the 23rd, I guess it'll be the 26th of November 2023, when I'll hopefully be recording another show. I'm a little uncertain. I'm always a little uncertain these days about this. But if I do, there's going to be some more interviews and maybe some more stuff that actually might be more directly related to what's cooking right now. I spent some time at the Vets Memorial line, the food line that happened earlier today. Today is the 23rd for me. And I ran into numerous people I knew, some of whom I recorded. Did also run into Darius Merzerin, who regular listeners may remember, he's a local landlord, and I guess I have to call him an activist, who, jovial and well-spoken guy, who I've been concerned with getting some straight facts about costs of being a landlord and the profits of being a landlord, based on his experience here in Santa Cruz. And I'm still waiting and hoping to get from him. He promised he'd get it to me again today. Essentially a written summary of I don't know, several of his properties over the years, how much it cost, how much it cost to do upkeep, what kind of profit he made, how much his rents were raised, this kind of stat, which I think is really important for the city to know if they're to make decisions about rent control, for instance, or to be fair to landlords, for that matter. So, Darius, send in your stuff, and I'll make it my business to put it out there. Perhaps with some criticism, perhaps with some praise, who knows. Now go back to June 10th, 1999, and listen in.